This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Show America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney with some big news that by now probably many of you have heard. How about this? President-elect gets a company to keep jobs in the United States and not go to Mexico. So Trump reached a deal with Carrier to keep those jobs in Indianapolis. 1,000 people pretty darn happy about that, as the company does not move, agrees to do that. They say they would have saved a ton of money if they had moved to Mexico. In fact, they had a dollar amount on it because they weren't just making up numbers and plucking them out of thin air. The word was it would be about $65 million. And remember, the president-elect kept campaigning about keeping manufacturing jobs in the U.S., promised he would persuade Carrier to stay in the city or punish the company if they refused. So they stayed. They stayed. Although it's not, by the way, good news for everyone. They have about 1,400 workers, and they still could lose about 400 jobs or so. But 1,000 is better than none. Carrier, in fact, used Twitter to say, "We are pleased to have reached a deal with President-elect Trump and VP Pence to keep close to 1,000 jobs in Indy. More details soon." So something happened. Carrier was planning to shift all of those jobs to Monterrey, Mexico, where Mexican workers would earn about $3 an hour. The highest paid Indianapolis employees make $26 an hour, and they earn about $70,000 a year with overtime. So what they do, how this works, we don't know that detail. But that's pretty big certainly for a lot of people, the fact that if they had lost that job, what would it mean? And here you have a president-elect cutting a deal. Now, there are already some people saying, oh, okay, you cut this deal. Then guess what? If I'm Howard Schultz at Starbucks, or I'm Jeff Bezos at Amazon, or I'm anyone else where I decide, you know what? I'm going to move the jobs. I'm going to find out about it, and then they've got to figure out a way to keep me happy. And if they want to keep these jobs here, so I'm going to say the same thing. I'm going to move unless you do something about it. And I don't know. I mean, who knows? Maybe there are plans, because there are other companies that have talked about moving, to figure out a way to shore that up as much as possible. You know, we would keep hearing constantly, oh, the corporate tax structure is just outrageous. It's too ridiculous. How can you afford to have a company here in the United States when you're saving so much overseas? Business is business. But there is a way around that. It's called lowering corporate tax rate and figuring it out, if there's a way to do that. And I think there is a way to do that. And I bet you that this is one of, if not already happening, but it's something that will happen. It has to be discussed, of course. Wouldn't make any sense not to at least bring up that discussion about the corporate taxes. And Carrier might be the first one. At least for so many of the people at Carrier, it has to be a day where they could exhale a little bit, which is a good thing. If you think about the threat of losing your job, especially around the holidays, the worst. So in the meantime, also cabinet members are being chosen, nominated. You might be Well, maybe you wouldn't even be surprised at some of the people who've been nominated. I think some of them are surprising because it's a blast from the past in some cases. But another criticism of Trump was the people that he was appointing to his cabinet. Where were the women? There wasn't going to be any women if you listen to what was being said. And apparently that is all wrong. Because you've got three women for three pretty big positions that have been nominated for those positions. So the hope is this may be something different than you've ever seen before. Because it's not happening. That there's no women. Elaine Chao, Transportation Secretary, nominated. Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina, nominated as the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. That is very, very big news. And there's still more positions to come. This is just peeling back some of the early layers. And we know there's been a truckload of people that have gone to Trump Tower to see Donald Trump. So I think there are still a lot of spots to be filled that might be close to being filled. And then the people that get in those positions, they figure out the rest of their staff. If you're talking about 4,000, it's just the people in place, the leadership teams, that would have to be put in place. And then all those other workers would fall in line after that. ISIS, were they responsible for Ohio State, the massacre, yay or nay? The Ohio State attacker might have self-radicalized, that's the thought. The Somali immigrant who injured 12 people at OSU, where he drove his car up over the curve and started to smash into people. He stabbed some people, too. He was shot dead. He's been billed as a lone wolf. Ali Artan, just 20 years old, shot after he plowed that car into the people that were simply walking along and then jumped out and began stabbing people just randomly with a butcher knife. He was, if you're curious, a Muslim who was a lawful permanent resident of the United States and student at Ohio State. No motive has officially been given for the attack on that Columbus, Ohio campus. None. So they're still looking to see if there's something that they might have missed. Although his actions, they say, fit the pattern of lone wolf militants. Boy, am I sick of saying that on these airwaves. You think of the nightclub in Orlando. You think of the, people forget this, the four Marines and a Navy sailor killed in Chattanooga last year. And the gunmen in those two attacks were also Muslim and were killed by police. Hey, if you want to throw in your two, you can. 855-266-2283. See you in a few.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytoplankton provide a nutrient so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, I gotta let you in on a little something that happened to me not too long ago. I fell in love. And though I love this guy very much, he went out girl watching. Yeah, and found himself somebody else. Now I was hurt. But the thing that got next to me most was the fact that he didn't have heart enough to come to me and tell me himself. Seems as though as the saying goes, we're always the last to get the news. I wonder if any of you guys have ever been in the same situation. If so, let me hear you say yeah just one time.
Yeah.
Witnesses.
I love that. Kate Delaney.
You know what I'm talking about.
America Tonight.
More about my story.
You want to sound off? You can.
In this song.
855-266-5283. Crank that up. Here we go. Gotta love that rhythm. Ready? Anybody know the name of this song? Anybody know this voice? That'd be Gladys Knight. You know it. Heard it through the grapevine. All right, you don't have to hear it through the grapevine. You can hear it through this show. Again, 855-266-5283, the little show that could, that can, that will. Creme de la creme. We're going to you, brother. Hello.
At least he didn't go guy watching.
True. That's funny.
That was for Nate, too.
Oh, that's funny.
I know he's your music coordinator.
He's the best, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love listening. I love it. I love the whole show, Kate. What can I say? You know, I'm right,
thank you.
Left to left, or sometimes somewhere down between the middle.
And that's good. That's good. Have different opinions. I love it. Yep.
I love all music, whether you cannot enjoy anything better than sitting in a high school concert choir and listening to woodwinds, the actual sound inside a gymnasium.
I agree. Now,
I mean, you're talking about beginning, you know, beginning orchestras, you know, people that might carry it on to a profession. But, you know, I mean,
right.
It's that time of the year. I'm sure every high school's having its Christmas orchestra. And it's worth, you know, whatever they charge to go to the gym and sit down and listen. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
But, I tell you, you know, you kind of thought it was a joke, but I may very well run next election for president as creme de la creme. Because I tell you, man, putting in charge, of the Treasury, that's the last thing you want to hear is a man from Goldman Sachs. We got four regions of this country,
I know.
We got four regions of this country. And you need to start picking out of, you know, you did pick out of the South, the Southern region, but you need to start going down to the Southwest and to the Northwest and get off that Eastern Coast board. I tell you, and who's the other, the Secretary of Transportation, O'Donnell's wife, right? She's going to be in charge. I was sitting here listening to Mark Levin, she's going to be in charge of over $1 trillion when it comes to the transportation department.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell's wife, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now Levin is trying to say, well, that might be to where he can kind of soften the blow between him and McConnell to get things done.
That's true. I don't care.
I don't care.
I know. We get the right people.
Well, hey, this you got to understand, this is about America. This election, and they got to get it through their thick skulls, because, you know, if they don't start cleaning it up, and then we start getting a bunch of Eastern Coast construction goons running this country and robbing the taxpayer dollars, and the pothole ain't fixed, guess what goes uphill? That pothole.
Yeah. You are right.
Now, you love my suggestions, and I've been wanting to get this in. I'm going to try real quick, like, because I'm sure you got other callers. You know these little barcode things you see on posters and everything that gives you more information?
Yeah.
You can use those same barcodes and put them on speed limit signs, traffic signs. And I'm trying to say that the automotive industry, without getting into a long story, can incorporate this in cars to where they have an infrared reader in the headlights and a transmitter in the taillights. And literally have a code in there that take any type of car thief, have to tear out the whole electrical system to replace it. You could stop speeders and you could stop people that go around school buses.
Wow, can you imagine?
Well, all it does, as soon as I hit the brake lights, a signal sent out with that same kind of reader, your headlights pick it up, and when you hit the brake lights, it transmits to the next car, and on and on, and everybody brakes, whether they like it or not.
Yeah.
When it comes to high speed pursuit, cops can pull out a laser gun and shoot right at the car, the same type transmission, and shut the whole car down.
Yeah.
Only way they can restart it is call the dealership with the VIN number and use their department access number that, you know, the company can give them to where they can restart the car.
Wow. What a brilliant idea.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, it won't cost the car companies that much. They're trying to make them automatically getting rid of the steering wheel anyhow. You know, make it
yeah, I like that, getting rid of it, yeah.
You know, Johnny Cab, like in, what was it, Running Man or whatever it was, that sports, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Johnny Cab, that's what they're trying to turn everything into is automation. They don't want you to be self-supportive. They don't want you to...
Oh, no kidding.
Well, one of my most common sayings is when you go to buy something, you go down, you buy it, use it once, throw it away. That's our society nowadays.
I know. It's nuts.
Well, they
say
that's how you keep the economy rolling, is you go down, buy it once, throw it away, go down, buy another, throw it away.
But then somebody complains about the trash. Well, then that keeps everybody in business, in a sense. You're right.
Well, they
I was just going to say that they're going to run out of landfills. I've seen it. It's not good. It's not pretty.
No. But, you know, there's other ways of taking care of that, too. You know, proper recycling. That's something else that aggravates me. They only recycle 30% of what they collect to recycle.
I know.
Now, I haven't researched that, but that was the last time I researched it. Was years ago, but I hope they're getting better. I heard that they improved upon that last, but I don't know for sure. All our food garbage and our sewer, we pump it right. I told you this before. We can pump it right back down into these dry oil wells on land. Let that heat superheat it right back into crude that's below the ground.
Mm. You have some good ideas.
Oil company doesn't like me anymore. Watch out. I might get shot.
That's okay. I was quoted in the Las Vegas newspaper today for criticizing the name of the Vegas Golden Knights. So I said that the name fell flat. I don't think the owner of the Las Vegas Golden Knights likes me very well. But yes. So that's on a different scale, but yes, it's you have some good ideas. I mean, that's the whole thing. Innovation.
Well,
what can we do to be innovative that works?
First off, apply this principle in anything you do to benefit mankind, to be a good steward toward mankind.
Yes.
And then you can think about what you're going to do.
Right. What's the vision? What's your vision and how does it help others? And there is ways to just have some of our most remarkable inventions happened.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, with a lot of things it's happened that way.
Yeah.
You get God behind you and he just fills you up like you wouldn't believe. Because he says, you're not worried about yourself. You're thinking of others, not yourself.
Yeah, it's the service thing.
Yeah.
You're right.
But,
yeah, you can read any book in different versions of it. But yes, the idea of service is huge.
But there's a lot of people that don't want that way, and they want it their way.
Uh-uh.
Sad, but you know, and they think of dynasties, and you know, just because you get your name on a street or on a building or on a monument, it won't be around forever like you think. That's not immortality. Because
not immortality.
Earth could get struck by a meteorite.
that's true. It's what you do for your fellow man. It's what you do, what you give back, absolutely, to make it better for everybody else. Don't forget, because I had so many complaints and so much confusion, yes, and then on our next show we are doing Nail the Score. Hang with us. More coming your way on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry. Call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
One of my favorite things about the show is the way that you all react to it. I know a lot of people who don't listen to the show live, you get it later and you download it, and I get a ton of emails. So when I went to go check the mail, of course, it was an avalanche once again. So on that note, let's dive into the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Here's the first one. This one is from Danny, who says, Kate, I heard you mention the other night that it was breaking news that there was a plane crash and that there might have been some survivors found and it had to do with the Brazilian soccer team. Do you know anything more about that? Yeah, it's terrible. That there's a charter plane. It crashed in Colombia. They found six survivors. They found a sixth survivor under the fuselage on Tuesday morning, which is wild, isn't it? And at least 75 people were killed in the crash. Passengers included players from the Brazilian soccer team because they were going to Colombia to compete in the South America Cup Finals. And there were also journalists on board because they were covering it. So there's like 20 journalists that were on the plane. I guess the plane declared an emergency between two cities. The crash happened in an area called Cerro El Gordo near Medellin. So it wasn't at the airport like they originally were here. It's near there. It was near it. But at least three soccer players, two crew members, and one journalist survived, though. And, wow, I mean, just awful. But unbelievable that when I looked at the records that you had people surviving from this crash. You know, there was debris, the club's emblem, I guess. There was a lot of jackets with the emblem on it, and that was strewn about all over the place. And there were showers and thunderstorms that were kind of in that area, but they said there was no big storms really nearby when that happened. But it would have been turbulence, is most likely, because of the intermittent thunderstorms, is what they're saying. And they're going to obviously investigate the crash. But this soccer team that was set to play was the team, which is the ninth Series A League, because they have a whole bunch of different soccer teams, surprised a lot of people, I guess, in their performance in the tournament this year. So this was really an exciting time for them. And, oh, that's just awful. But, again, pretty amazing that six people survived this in various states. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Joe, who says, Kate, I know you're paying attention always to what's happening across the nation. Did you see the wildfires in Gatlinburg? They're really, really bad. Thousands of people have had to be evacuated. I think because we just came off of a holiday, some of this has gone under the wire. I did see pictures of that, and I saw smoke. I saw terrible fire, but then I saw smoke, and four people have been hurt so far in the fires, and it's like they've got one of the worst droughts going on in a decade, so this is part of the reason why. They had to evacuate downtown Gatlinburg. There's about 4,000 people that are there. It's a vacation town for a lot of people, so some homes have been destroyed, obviously. They're talking about the ski resort and an amusement park that was right there overlooking the town, and the damage looks to be pretty bad. There was a resort called the Black Bear Falls Log Cabins. They have them up there. I know I've heard people talk about them, and they say that they were destroyed, and there's some other attractions, because, again, this is a big vacation place that looked like they were hit by this. The Dollywood theme park is there. And they were pretty much saying to anyone, evacuate, evacuate immediately if you're anywhere in this area. And oh my gosh, looking at it, yeah, not good. Hopefully people are heeding that warning and helping their neighbors, and they're getting out of the way of this wicked fire. I knew the drought was bad, and I knew that there were fires. I didn't realize just how awful the fires have been. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Anthony. Kate, I love listening to the show. I can't believe this whole recount thing with Jill Stein. I mean, it just seems like a crazy waste of time and money. And, okay, I get it if people are upset by the election, but donating money to the website to go and have this recount, for goodness sake, for what? It's not going to change the results of this election. It wasn't that close that they're going to overturn anything in the three states that we're talking about, even if it were a few votes in one county or another. It just seems like a wicked waste of time to me. You know, they're talking about Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, which, of course, lots of electoral votes there pushed Donald Trump over the top. And she says, when she's asked about it, that they don't have definite evidence of it, but they want to make sure. They've heard a few scattering of reports, so why not make sure of that? And, I mean, here's the thing. None of those areas should have to pay for the recount, because who ultimately would have to pay for it if you're talking about millions of dollars? It would be the voters. And if I'm a voter in any of those areas, I mean, the vote went down. I would not want to have to pay for the recount of these votes. I mean, are you kidding me? No. So they can recount them. If they recount them, however, what are we going to see that's going to be any different? I've said this before. This isn't like the Hanging Chads 2000, Florida, any of that. It's not like that. So to me, if I live in one of those areas, I want to know, is it for sure being paid for? Is there going to be some tax bill? Is there going to be some money that's going to be due afterwards because it went over budget, and who's going to pay for that? supposedly they have to pay for the whole thing, and that was the reason why the money through the website. But in this case, not like what we saw back in 2000, that's why I say, and with no real proof of that, to say, yeah, I think I want a fair election, absolutely. But, really? All right, then I got this one from Buddy, who says, did you see, only because my granddaughter pointed out to me, that the dictionary.com word of the year is xenophobia? Somebody linked an article to me. You're probably, your granddaughter saw that same article. Yeah, xenophobia. Somebody said to me, what is xenophobia? Fear or hatred of foreigners. They say that this year, the rising of that surfaced so much that the single most dramatic spike in searches for xenophobia came on June 24th, and it was one day after the UK's Brexit referendum, where there was a yes vote. And another spike in searches came after President Obama used the word in a speech at the end of June when he was talking about the populist rhetoric of then nominee Donald Trump, now president-elect. So the word was looked up the most. Why? I guarantee it. People had no clue what the word meant, so they went to look it up. What are they talking about? And I think that's why they got so many searches on that. I'd say that's pretty obvious. All right, how about this one from Laura, who says, Kate, I know you were talking about this Chicago airport workers thing because they didn't go on strike during Thanksgiving, so now are they going to go on strike? Yeah, hundreds of workers are striking. On Tuesday they did it. Janitors, so think about that. Janitors, bag handlers, cabin cleaners, wheelchair attendants, oh, that's brutal. And they're asking for $15 an hour for an hourly wage. Some make $10.50 an hour. And it's part of a day of disruption planned by the group, which is advocating for raising the minimum wage for. And actually, the group is fighting for minimum wage for Uber drivers, fast food workers, home aides, all that kind of stuff. So it's like a major walkout. The Chicago Department of Aviation said it doesn't believe the work stoppage will affect the flights in or out of our second busiest airport. Federal employees, air traffic controllers, and security screeners aren't part of this, but they say they don't think it's going to affect them. So some planes, I guess, I can't imagine they'd be fully cleaned. Bag handling, I would think you'd have some problems there, or there'd be long lines if you were flying through Chicago, because the bags being moved, all of that, and just, you know, checking your bag at the curb might be out. I don't know that you would be able to do that. All right, and then this one too, we got tons of emails on this, and so we're going to talk about it and have talked about it throughout the show. But this one is from Hal. Kate, the Ohio State knife attack, I mean, just outrageous. So many people wounded. Ali Artan is the student who was shot immediately by the cop when this whole thing unfolded. Thank goodness he was there. But wasn't he there just because there was some sort of gas leak? Yeah, he was investigating a gas leak. And so what was great, actually, is that he was right near that area, right on top of it. He tried to get him to drop the knife. He wouldn't. He shot him. And he, you know, he died. Artan rammed his car into a group of people on the campus, then he jumped out of the car and charged the people that were walking by with a knife. So I think people were first the shock of the car, right? And then you're running or whatever, and then you are caught there, and then the next thing you know, somebody's wielding a knife. So it's pretty scary, and they're still trying to see if they can come up with more of a motive. Initially, something came out, and this is true, that he said he was scared to pray in public. And that he had come from a university where they had prayer rooms. He was a Muslim. And they found some writings on Facebook before the rampage where he wrote, "By Allah, we won't allow you to sleep unless you give peace to Muslims. You will not celebrate or enjoy any holiday." Wow. Keep sending us your thoughts, americatonight.net.
looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better, Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Problems with the life. Problems with the life.
America Tonight. Always a pleasure. Welcome to this show, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. It's been a while since we talked to her. She's just absolutely terrific. She's a psychologist and a psychoanalyst and author of a fabulous book as well. Doc, I'll tell you what, you and I have talked about many, many things, and I just saw this shocking link about, to summarize it, that men who are sexist are more likely to have mental health problems, according to this new study. Wow. Flush that out for us, if you would.
Well, you know, we live in a time where people are doing all kinds of things, and the double standards no longer exist. And, you know, men really are people who have to have multidimensional points of views, or otherwise they're going to be stuck. And, you know, research that I did about 26 years ago showed the happiest people, the healthiest people, were those that had nurturing and assertive roles, men and women. So it's interesting that this study just came out about the fact that, no, it just does not, connect to the lifestyles that we have today. So, and who wants to be with these men anyway? I mean, they're so controlling. They think they're the best, and no one has any of the answers. So they're bored very quickly. They're horrible candidates for relationships, for sure.
So what should, how should you look out for that, though? Just in, if you're dating someone, just look for the way they treat you, again, with this whole idea of having the power over a woman?
Yeah, you know, if they comment about other women, if they're flirts, if they do too many selfies, if they're, they can be violent even, they can, you know, want to have power over you, or they could be very jealous. You know, women think jealousy is a compliment, that they are, you know, number one, but really it's a way to control as well.
Right, so obviously look out for that, too. Do you see that there's a rise in this problem, that we're making this connection? Like you did research decades ago.
Yeah, I did research on this, and it did show that men who are like this don't even live as long because they really don't pursue other dimensions of themselves. So they work harder to have this masculine identity, the self-reliance. And everybody needs somebody to fall back on. Everybody needs somebody to trust. And everybody needs to be weak once in a while as well.
Yeah, boy, crazy. And, of course, what we're seeing now, some of what's happening, it seems like more of that behavior seems, it's like we've gone in reverse. It seems like more of that behavior has come out. Have we seen that, do you think?
That's so true. But, you know, we're talking about generationally, things are changing. The millennials do not accept it. The baby boomers lived it. So it does depend who you're talking about. Donald Trump came from a time and place where there were double standards at that point in time, and Kennedy got away with stuff Bill Clinton couldn't get away with. So we really are reassessing the way we relate to each other and in our lives and our own identities of who we are today.
Yeah. Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, thank you so much for joining us on America Tonight.
You make it easy. Thanks so much. My pleasure.
All right, so I wanted to talk a little bit more about that study just to show you what the findings were. According to the study, while overall conforming to masculine norms associated with negative mental outcomes in subjects, the researchers found that the association to be most consistent for three specific norms of male behavior: self-reliance, pursuit of playboy behavior like she was talking about, and power over women. So it is interesting. It is a definite shift. And the research I'm talking about, some of that research was published by the American Psychological Association and was published in the Journal of Counseling Psychology. So it made some news because, this latest piece of information all of a sudden was out there. Now, the researchers conducted what they called a meta-analysis of 78 research samples involving almost 20,000 people, men, and they focused on the relationship between mental health and conformity to the norms, to these 11 norms, generally considered by experts to reflect society's expectation, you ready for this, of traditional masculinity. Boy. And so what were they? Desire to win, need for emotional control, risk-taking, violence, dominance, playboy, so sexual promiscuity, self-reliance, like I mentioned, primacy of work, importance placed on the job, I certainly can see that, power over women, disdain of homosexuality, and pursuit of status. They were all that, they were the some of the norms, the expectations, you know, as they clashed, what happened there. And then they focused on three types of mental health outcomes: negative mental health, like depression; positive mental health, satisfaction, of course; psychological help seeking, like looking for counseling services. And they found that the masculine norms of playboy and power over women were the norms that were most closely associated with sexist attitudes, and that the association between conformity to the two norms and negative mental health related outcomes kind of underscores the idea that sexism is not merely a social injustice, but it might have a detrimental effect on the mental health of those who embrace that attitude. And you heard what Dr. Birnbaum said, that a lot of people that are men that are embrace that, they don't live long. Wow. So it's just kind of interesting, this study talking about the mental health problems, as we're seeing a rise in the conversations, certainly about that, which I think is good. And of course, expectations. I mean, what were the expectations and what are the expectations now? I think there is massive confusion. And I guess, you know, if you relate it to that study, that certainly makes sense as to why there would be confusion. The shift, those left behind, the confusion over whatever it, you know, whatever the role is. How about acceptance? How about if we practice some acceptance? Dude, life is too short, isn't it, for all of us? Wouldn't it be great just to have acceptance across the board? I know that is kind of rose-colored glasses, but boy, for as much as we talk often about things that have happened to women, certainly, think of what's happened to the male roles and the being left behind and not being able to express how you feel and again that changing of the guard. So it's something that I guess, you know, not I guess, it's something that we certainly need to tackle. I think of little boys when they're growing up and being in classrooms, and we've talked to Dr. Birnbaum in the past. It's been a while, but we talked to her about, you know, the idea of I've got some friends that have young sons, and they say, you know, they just have this energy. So in some of these classrooms where they're having great success with all of the kids, they're not just sitting there at a desk being very sedentary. In a lot of cases, they're up, they're doing things, they're taking more breaks. I mean, for goodness sake, we say for ourselves, you know, talking about breaks. So I think we're seeing, at least we're seeing the desire maybe perhaps to talk about, you know, more openness when it comes to discussing, okay, what is, when we trace this back, how tough is it? What are the expectations and what ultimately is happening with this, with the big trends out there and the flips and like I said before, who's getting left behind? And, wow. I mean, again, it's interesting to see with the research samples, because 20,000 is pretty good. So the relationship between the mental health and the conformity, I think that is pretty intriguing to look at those numbers and see where they came out, focusing on those specifically, what happens ultimately with the mental health outcomes, the depression again, whether you have depression or positive mental health, dissatisfaction, the psychological help. And you know, so much, I think, especially for men, is placed on the job, is placed on the job title and what's happening with work. So much more still, there still is that, I think, that emphasis. And maybe it's changing, but there still is an emphasis on that. And, of course, we're seeing that in many of the violent episodes. It has to do with, often, it has to do with what's happening with somebody's career. All right, stay with us. Much more happening next here on America Tonight.
Lyrics on my mind is like my heart is so pure, I'm guessing that's a start. Don't tell me that you lost, I'm hoping you relate. If you listen to the lyrics of this song, then you be straight. Lyrics on my mind is like my heart is so pure, I'm guessing that's a start. Don't tell me that you lost, I'm hoping you relate. If you listen to the
paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.